According to the latest federal figures, there are more than 1,200 endangered species in the United States. Scientists across the country are trying to figure out ways to keep many of these species from dropping off the face of the earth. WRVO's Ellen Abbott looks at one attempt to bring a tiny snail back from the brink of extinction in central New York.
Walking down the steep trail that leads to the base of Chittenango Falls in central New York, Cody Gilbertson carries a big white styrofoam cooler. But there aren't any picnic treats for humans inside. Gilbertson's cooler's filled with several plastic containers. They're stuffed with leaves the endangered Chittenango ovate amber snails are munching on.
These are New York State's most endangered species.
See, this is the snails are probably smelling this and like, huh, taste the leaves.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Robin Niver counts only 300 of the tiny amber snails left in their natural habitat along a grassy shoreline in the shadow of the thundering Chittenango Falls, which is part of the New York State Parks system. The goal is to avoid extinction by boosting those numbers past 1,000.
There was a decline a few years ago after a rock slide, and so what we're trying to do is get it back up and then stabilize it.
Championing this task is a group of students from the State University of New York School of Environmental Science and Forestry. Led by grad student Gilbertson, the scientists in training have been pushing the snails to propagate in plastic deli containers.
This container has a couple of holes poked into it, so it keeps the humidity up to 100% humidity.
Progress has moved at a snail's pace. Over 2 years, Gilbertson's crew found snails weren't thriving in the containers. So left with one tiny adolescent snail, they offered different kinds of leaves for dinner. And when they stuffed a cherry tree leaf in the container, the snail's growth took off.
Once it got to an adult size, this summer, I brought in a few more snails, and immediately when I put the new adult snails in, they mated. And then we had upwards of 200 eggs per each snail that we brought in.
So on an overcast October day, Gilbertson trudged down the trail to the base of the falls to leave a couple of hundred of the snails tagged with tiny numbers along the shores of the creek, where they thrive in the spray zone of the 167-foot waterfall.
Okay, I'm going to release the Chittenango babies that I bred in captivity. They're most likely not going to run away.
Niver says they'll be monitoring the snail's numbers.
What makes or breaks it continuing could be additional rock slides, could be invasive species. What we're trying to do is get a large enough population out there that it's resilient to any of these sorts of threats that it may face.
The public is warned off the snail's home by a big New York State Parks Department sign, and State Natural Resource Stewardship biologist Tom Hughes says the endangered species can thrive in the same place families picnic and take snapshots of the waterfalls.
One of our main missions is to strike a balance between our natural resources and our recreational resources, and it's a high priority to protect native species.
As for Gilbertson, she still has 400 snails back at school. Plans are to split them up between a couple of area zoos to have a few on hand in case something happens to the natural population. And over this two-year process, she says she's learned more than just how to propagate a species.
They're really beautiful. The coloration is amazing. They're just slow-moving and curious, and they do have personality. So,
do they have a lesson for the rest of us?
I think it's nice to slow down sometimes in life.
In Chittenango Falls, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.